Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
All right.
All right, girlies.
All right, all right, all right.
All right, Thomasinas.
Thomas.
Thomas, how you doing, Thomas? Thomasina?
I screamed.
Hey.
This is a true... Kathy, I love that they withheld her house from us until episode 8 because the payoff was incredible.
Lots of Wedgwood theme china.
Is that what that pattern is?
That like blue, white...
Yeah, like, is it, I couldn't tell if it was like a chinoiserie type of, she really loves like a blue and white pattern. Yeah. She's like fully committed in every sense of the word.
The Hilton house is very different from what I was imagining. Mm-hmm. Is this a new house of theirs possibly? Because yes. I was expecting something more Kris Jenner-y.
Yeah.
But it's actually more understated.
I love it. I was like, this is... reads as like
wealth,
true wealth to me.
Yeah,
because it's an estate.
Yeah,
and in the
let's just get into it because there's a lot going
on. Yeah. So I'm Lara.
I'm Carrie.
And you're listening to
the tremble in your voice.
I'm scared.
I'm Lara.
Lara.
You went like this, right? I'm Lara.
I'm scared.
Were you charge. Scared?
No, you just took charge.
Well, I was like, there's so much no, to talk.
You're right. When you're right, you're right.
I didn't mean to. I'm not trying to mansplain.
No, I was hopping to it. I was answering the call.
Tip top.
Yeah.
Get in line, young lady.
We must go. Do it. Do it now. Intro, please.
Intro, please.
I'm Lara.
Hi. I'm Lara.
I was just trying to get into it. I'm sorry. Okay, no, you don't need to apologize. Well,
I know someone's gonna write in and be like, Carrie, just
classic man,
classic male, classic Carrie. Not only interrupting Lara, but
telling her
what to do. And I have to say to that is, fuck off.
Yeah, if I had a fucking problem, I'd say something.
Yeah,
and I don't.
Okay, I'm Carrie.
No, I wanted to get to it.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy
Unique
Podcast.
Beverly Hills Angels.
Angels.
No, this episode was really great. And I just love that they've withheld Kathy until 11 seasons in.
Yeah, they're letting her rip now. And it's been worth the wait. This felt like a return to form.
Yeah, this was like a great, like, the show is back on top.
When everyone
until Potomac comes, but
does
then,
their roles and like sticks to the role they were born to play on the show, you get that synergy of it. Yeah. Like something is just moving at all time. Like the train leaves the station and then like just goes. A very New York Housewives style. And
R.I.P. New York Housewives.
I know. It was good while it lasted.
By the way, speaking of Potomac, which is coming out soon, Monique's bird died. T'Challa Samuels, her parrot that she like brought everywhere.
What kind of parrot was it?
I think it was a parrot.
A cockatiel?
I don't know what it was, but died unexpectedly.
Oh, that's sad.
R.I.P. T'Challa, Monique, sending you love and light. Anyway, but we start out with like Harry and Lisa Rinna shopping at like Bristol Farms or something.
Mm-hmm. They go to like a really bougie grocery store, and I was feeling like... yummy.
Well, we start out with like we start out actually with the fight that happens at Garcelle's birthday party at Rinna's house and Harry Hamlin's house, but then it flashes with like Killing Eve font to 3 days earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And you see Hamlin and Rinna walking out of their car to the grocery store.
Yeah, it does like a full rewind, mm-hmm. which is a vehicle or trope that I love, because then you know it's gonna get fucking crazy. Oh yeah, it was very Killing Eve.
3 days earlier.
They're taking a lot of creative storytelling risks now in these shows, some of which work, like that 3 days earlier, and some of which, like the flashback stuff, does not work. Like stop flashbacks. Doing that. Just film like a literal 1 minute scene.
Yeah.
Like, and then skip to the next scene. I hate a flashback moment.
I want to fuck Harry Hamlin.
You and me both. We're going to fight over him.
He is so sexy. Watching him just pick out food and like the way he speaks. Like I want him to just like prepare food for me, but also be in my ear the whole time.
Yeah.
Announcing. I want him to announce food to me.
Mm-hmm. Him like fondling garlic and like being so pleased that they have good garlic at the store, and then being like, oh, these little pumpkins are perfect for the table, and like caring so much about the food is like the biggest aphrodisiac.
I mean, he...
And his little bracelet.
And his little like...
And his glasses and his puka shells.
Yeah. I mean, he prepares...
He has like a bolognese. Yeah.
It's unreal.
That's like the dream. Not even just like, oh, he went to the grocery store and like... made this dinner. He like grew a garden in the backyard.
Yeah.
And then made me a dinner out of his garden.
He made me bolognese.
Yeah. I'm like, that is a 100%
turn on.
Fuck.
Lisa Rinna's. But I
does he, is he annoyed by her? Does he secretly hate her?
Maybe.
I can't tell.
I can't tell if he's like just cheating on her constantly.
Or if they live just separate lives.
Maybe a little...
What's their arrangement?
I think they love each other. But I think... It would be hard to be married to Lisa Rinna, I think. I'm not gonna lie.
She's like... I guess... I think it's just they're so different in what their passions are.
He's
seemingly.
Like
he's into gardening and like... making food, and she's decidedly not into either of those things.
Well, what he presents is like, I've been famous already. I'm fine with like a quiet life in my $10 million house where I make food and grow things in my backyard. But he's also married to Lisa Rinna, so there's definitely a fame fucker quality in him as well. Like he has to be a fame fucker, even though he presents as like this groovy, kind of handsome, wise, stately veteran actor who like was married to like a 44-year-old woman when he wasn't even 30. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But he's got to be a little like Rinna in some ways. Because they've been married for like 25 years.
Yeah, they've been together for a long time.
And Rinna is a shameless fame chaser. So like Harry Hamlin has to have that in him a little, I think.
Yeah. Or respect it.
Or respect it, or just be cool with it because it maybe helps them. Because, like, is she the breadwinner of the family?
Or I don't know. I mean, he was in Mad Men, so I'm sure he made bank as, well, like, yeah, a main character on, or as, like, a big character on Mad Men.
And he, like...
And he's been in stuff, like...
Yeah, he was, like, a big 80s star. Maybe he has, like, investments or real estate or something. That's what they all do.
Maybe, though, there's something about him that seems like he's very emotionally disconnected. Like, I remember there was an episode last season where, like, Amelia was talking about her eating disorder and anxiety and stuff. And he just seemed like he didn't know how to even, like, get into that.
Well, he's in recovery.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Remember Kim Richards hints at it?
Mm-mm.
When she goes, let's talk about the husband.
Oh, yeah.
And they're in, like, Holland or whatever.
And then when, that's when Lisa Rinna broke a glass, yeah, and threatened to, like, shank her.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's just something that is a little disconnected. And maybe, and I guess it's, like, I see someone like that who's, like, in the soil and, like, doing things with their hands. And I think of that as being, like, also you're emotionally connected and blah, blah, blah. But that's not necessarily true.
It seems like Harry Hamlin pours all of his emotion into, like, squash.
Tomatoes.
And tomatoes.
Yeah.
And not enough, perhaps, into his children and his wife.
Not to something I don't want.
No. I think he's, like, there's a darkness to Harry Hamlin.
There's a dark edge. But you may never know it, because he might never tell you.
But I'm still going to fuck him.
Yeah.
So, that settles that. So, yeah, they're picking out food. Rinna's hosting a birthday dinner for Garcelle, and it's like an Italian theme because it's during the surge in LA and no one can go anywhere for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Garcelle, she's trying to like win Garcelle back.
Yeah, she has to put in some work.
She already had a birthday party for her years ago.
They had a birthday years ago, but now that they're a little on the outs, Lisa also has to earn her place back on this show. So that's when she calls in the Harry Hamlin to, yeah, do a little, to give him a day rate to film.
But Rinna's smart. The fight takes place at her house.
Mm-hmm.
So she's good.
She's, I think, a few steps ahead of everyone, even, yeah, though you think she's not.
Yeah.
She's always going to work it. And she's, actually, I really respected.
I respect that.
Like, at the end of this episode, I was like, God, I love her. I don't want her to go anywhere.
I know. I had the same thought.
I was like, I love all these ladies. This show's fucking amazing.
Yeah. Erica and Crystal join Crystal's friends.
Two nameless tennis players.
One, an Australian woman.
Were they instructors? I thought at first they were instructors, and then they were just like...
I think they're just Crystal's chic friends.
They who shall not be named.
And I'm like, whoa, what is this beautiful, like, wet tennis court? And then it's revealed that it's Kathy Hilton's tennis court. And Crystal goes, Kathy's very generous with her court.
I'm obsessed that Kathy basically said, I'm going to sleep, but you all use my house, film at it, do the tennis thing, like, blah, 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 blah. Let yourselves in.
Oh, well, it sounds like this is a common occurrence for Crystal. Like,
yeah,
she regularly will use Kathy's tennis courts that Kathy sure as hell isn't using.
That's how it should be. Honestly, like, if you have a tennis court, you need to be letting people come over and use it.
Yeah, and there's no way Kathy's getting up before 10 a.m.
No, if I had a tennis court, I would for sure let my friends come by.
Yeah. Erica's, like, in her little tennis outfit. She's, you know...
She didn't understand the tennis outfit assignment. I'll just say that.
Mm-mm.
And I was also like, damn, Erica's really, like, we're gonna have... Now her, like, trying to play tennis is, like, a thing. Like, she's doing the whole...
Divorcee,
yeah. Trying new things. I'm out here, and I'm terrible. And I was like, okay, but, like, I don't know.
It's like in Serial Mom when Dottie Hunkel goes, I'm a divorced woman. Please help. It's Erica. Erica's trying to get her groove back. She's like, well, ladies, I'm not that good of a tennis player, but I'm going to try my best. And then they do like a few lobs.
And then they just play an entire tennis game without her. Like, they put her in position, but they don't even like...
No.
I love that.
Crystal just is good. Crystal's like,
she's really good at tennis.
She's really competitive. She's really athletic. She loves to win. I would be afraid to play Crystal.
I would love to play Crystal. I mean, I'm horrible at tennis, but I would like to get good enough to where I could play against Crystal, because it would be fun at least. Keep you on your toes.
I am Erica in this moment. I'm just being like,
ladies.
I'm obsessed with just being like a mutual understanding that we shall not ever
hit the ball to her.
Even though isn't that part of doubles? Like the rules are like you have to go in like certain squares.
I don't know.
I don't fucking know either. I thought
one
that
of them
was.
Stands by the net and you try to like hit it away.
They just were like, no more.
But then they end up winning and Erica's like, Crystal, we did it, girl. Good job. Thanks, girl.
Yeah.
Then Kathy, a specter appears on the deck and goes, hello, ladies. And it's Kathy and her very cute PJs that kind of match her house.
That match her whole little side room.
Wedgwood house.
And she was like, I didn't even get up till 10:45.
And the timer says 10:50.
She's literally just been in bed and now she's taken to the kitchen to have a smoothie.
I'm showing you the Wedgwood.
Yeah, I need to see. Mm-hmm.
We had some of these plates.
I feel like it's also like there are like Ming vases that mm-hmm. are like that kind of blue and white. It's like anything blue and white in a pattern, Kathy's mm-hmm. in.
Kathy goes,
Come on in
out of the cold. I feel like we're up in the mountains. They're in Los Angeles. They're in Bel Air.
Kathy's just on her own timetable doing her own thing at all times.
Kathy, I think at one point is drinking like a Slim Fast chocolate shake.
Oh, is that what it is?
I was like, I used to drink those when I was a kid.
I used to do like Ensure drinks. Like when my grandma was in a nursing home, I loved like having a chocolate Ensure.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Kathy looks, I just love her. Like she's like an empty nester.
She has no ego, I think, about the whole filming thing. Like, no. She's not going, to my knowledge or whatever, like, based on what we see in the show, she's not, like, going above and beyond the glam Call of Duty. She's not even trying to, like, be in it every scene. She's literally like, you can just film at my house. I'll be sleeping. Don't bother me. And then I'll get up.
I'm so refreshed by her. And, mm-hmm. like, yeah, she's barefoot in her pajamas. Her hair is kind of messy. And she's just... But she has a lovely little breakfast spread out for them that she just like, she goes, there's food here that was picked this morning.
This fruit, it's delicious.
Delicious.
And she knows how to keep a conversation going.
She's just she's a socialite.
Mm-hmm. She's really doing it right.
Yeah, you're right. She's very unpretentious in her, which I think is, again, like a sign of true, like.
Confidence
in herself and like what she has, which is more than a lot of the housewives can say.
And I think also like I feel like this is maybe what she's wanted for a long time, is for people to like appreciate her as like an entertainer. Because I mean, just reading all the early coverage of like Paris and Nikki and like knowing kind of the background of the family mm-hmm. and how there were some like actors and the like child actors and like how Kathy and Rick kind of, it's so it seemed, like pushed their children into the spotlight. Like, I feel like now Kathy is assuming her time in the spotlight. And I look forward to years of Kathy being in the spotlight in this way. Like, I hope that this is the beginning of like the time of her life where she gets to like shine in this role.
I know. She's like, she just seems like someone I would just feel like, I mean, again, this is all like just what
literally
we see. She could be like dreadful and we just don't know. And she probably has been. But what she presents on the show, like it makes me want to just like sit next to her. And like, I feel like I would feel good hanging with, like, she's one of those people that you would feel, you know.
She seems like a person you can just go over to her house and watch TV with her.
Yeah. Erica like talks about,
things are going well here. There's, you know.
Yeah, she gives us like the updates on her like current divorce emotional state. And she's very much like in celebration mode of her new house. And I couldn't go back to what I left.
She goes, I go from having a chapel in my house to being my own housekeeper.
She's like, my I sleep in one room and my shoes and my clothes sleep in the other room. And in the other room, they sleep in two rooms and I sleep in one. And I used to have two housekeepers, but now I'm the cleaner. No gardeners. I was like, okay, like.
Fuck you.
Yeah. I'm sure you're just like between housekeepers right now.
And Kathy just goes, well, honey, I have to raise my glass to you. Her milk. Her insure, which seems to keep being replenished by someone.
Yeah, the levels of it are going up and down. I was really trying to track like Kathy's smoothie like levels, but then it would cut back. I was like, this is a grave continuity error on like Bravo's part.
She goes, well, honey, I have to raise my glass to you because that sounds like everything you've always wanted.
She goes, you're smiling and you're happy and it's not an act.
Sweet.
That was, she recognizes.
Why am I like emotional about Kathy?
You love her. You maybe view her as like a mother figure?
No, I guess just like, I just like seeing.
Or like she's like a nurturing older woman force that you yearn for.
Or just like, I think I get emotional when I see people being themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Like being just like, kind of letting loose. I get like, it makes me not like, I'm not like, but like it makes me like happy.
Yeah.
When I see someone like being their authentic selves on TV, on a reality show.
Yeah. She's both a ham and like a comedic force, but then she's not a try hard. No. And I really appreciate that.
And it's more than she can say, than, yeah, versus her sister.
Yeah.
Who is like the biggest tryhard.
Kyle, but it's really also kind of an interesting big sis, little sis.
I love it.
In that way, because Kyle, you see like, there are moments where you're like, oh, I know what Kyle's doing. Because I've like done that in female relationships where like the power structure in my female relationship is like, I'm more of like a little sister, like more submissive to like the more dominant female, where you're like when Kathy came over to Kyle's and she was like, Kyle's like, oh, look at her over there. She just has the cutest little face. She's the cutest thing I've ever seen. And you want, in that moment, I was like, Kyle wants Kathy to be like, oh, she's so cute. But Kathy won't give her that kind of compliment.
No. Yeah. So Kyle and her perfect family are taking their very perfect Christmas photos in their ugly house. Mm-hmm. And they all look great. And then Kathy just barges in. She goes, hello, what's going on here?
I love Kathy walking in, Pomeranian in hand.
Yeah. She goes, oh, you're doing what's happening? And then Kyle goes, Aunt Kathy's here. And they all cheer.
They cheer and then immediately disperse.
Yeah.
Kathy goes, Mauricio's like up and in the next room.
Yeah.
Does Mauricio like Kathy?
I think he's afraid of her.
Or just he's like eye roll. Like probably it's like a lot for him.
I think he respects her, but he also is like,
he's team Kyle.
Yeah, I think Kathy and Kyle, I think Kathy's been, I think they've had a very up and down relationship. So I think Mauricio is just like, his default is like being defensive for his wife.
Mm-hmm.
But they all have like a healthy fear of Kathy.
Yeah.
Like I think Kathy, we're talking about how like sweet she is, but I'm sure like if she was your aunt, you'd be like,
no, it's different with family.
She'd be like, she, like I can see Kathy, all the children in the family and all her kids, all the cousins, all lined up. Kathy with her arms behind her back, walking down one, inspecting each of them.
Earrings,
gum out, chest up, head up, chin. You know, like I can
hair,
see that hair,
cut a half inch off.
Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
Spit that gum out, Farrah.
It's Kathy knows best. And also, I got the sense that Kathy did think that she could just get in the Christmas photo, and Kyle and Mauricio had agreed, like, Kathy will not be in this photo, and we just have to, like, if she comes, we just have to immediately break it up. Like, we're done.
Well, Kyle was kind of half-assed, like, oh, Kathy, do you want to be in it?
Mauricio's like, well, we're done. She goes, what? What is this? You're done? And then they just shuffle her into the next room.
What is this? What's this? What are you doing?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. She
sits down at the table and she goes, this is a great width. Kyle's dining room table. I feel like she will give you a compliment on the most random things, but she'll never give you like the compliment you want, which is like, my dog has the cutest face.
Yeah.
No.
But she'll go, your table's got good girth.
This is a great width.
Width. Then she like goes through her giant endless bag and like Kyle is just cracking up, and Kyle in her confessional is like, you'll never know what you'll find in Kathy's bag.
Kathy has a bag of tricks on her at all times.
Kyle says that Kathy has wallpaper samples in her bag.
I believe it. Her huge, like, Bottega Veneta bag.
Yeah.
She just puts it on the table and you don't know what will pop out.
And Kathy pulls... I've got flip-flops.
She goes, flip-flops if I need a pedicure. And, oh, look at this. And she pulls out, like, a Tatcha mist. And Kyle goes, what is that? And she goes, I'm dry.
She probably has, like... a Beretta in her bag.
Yeah, she has a small handgun for sure. She has some mace.
They talk about Kim. And Kyle's like, yeah, you know, Kim and I really aren't like speaking a lot these days. Like, Kyle's worried about Kim because she's all alone. Her kids are all gone. She's been in the pandemic quarantining alone. And they talk about how she's been very reluctant to see anyone because she's afraid of getting sick. And they're trying to get the whole family together for some kind of holiday thing. And Kyle goes, you know, I've reached out to her, but she hasn't. And then Kathy immediately goes, you have the wrong number. She's changed her number. And Kyle goes, oh, okay. And I just felt like chilled to the bone.
I'm sad about thinking about Kim
alone
in the middle of a pandemic, like not really wanting to see anybody.
Her like Coldwater Canyon house.
I just feel for her because I feel like, I mean, she doesn't even have Kingsley.
No.
To keep her warm at night. She just does. Does she have a pet? Like, I would be worried about Kim too.
Well, I think you see Kyle. Because Kyle and Kim are like, they were closer in age. They're like full sisters. Mm-hmm. Not that, I mean, Kathy's their sister, but like, you know, I feel like they have. They're more dependent on each other than they are with Kathy.
Yeah.
And you can see Kyle's fear.
But I think there's also like weird competitiveness and like.
But there's also like a resigned nature to which Kyle speaks of Kim lately. I think Kyle's just kind of checked out with Kim.
Yeah, I want Kim back on the show.
Well, now that Kathy, I mean, that would be a great drama because you know that there would be.
Come out wherever you are. COVID's over and come on out, Kim.
She's changed her number. You have the wrong number. She's changed it.
But I hope that she's in a better place now.
Yeah, me too.
Kyle says, which I very much relate to with like family, she's like, it's really on and off between like, who's talking to whom at any given moment. Like, I can be on good terms with Kim and then I'm on terrible terms with Kathy and like
switch.
Yeah. I was like, honey, don't I know it.
Rinna comes over to Erica's Hancock her oh, hop.
Wait. Can I say one thing?
Oh yeah.
Kathy goes, I feel like I've lost so much in my relationships. And I was like, thank God someone's saying it. It's like, oh my God, I'm not the only one.
That's
like,
her tag. Kathy.
Yeah. And then Mauricio comes in and Kyle's like, oh, sorry, babe. Like, I drank out of your water bottle. And he's like, okay. And then Kathy goes, we still have to be careful. Kyle goes, Kathy, we're married. Like, they've all been quarantining together.
Also, around this time, Kathy and Kyle had COVID.
Oh.
So they were quarantining.
They do have to be careful.
They were quarantining together. Did you know that?
No.
I want to see those videos.
Me too.
I think they maybe got sick like right after this. Because they had to shut down filming because Dorit, Kyle, and Kathy all got COVID.
Oh my God.
And Kyle and Kathy had to quarantine for 2 weeks together.
Ugh,
and
we're going to get some really good quarantine content, and we're like, hopefully.
And we're like running around together in their house.
Which house were they in?
I don't know. Probably Kyle's.
God, I love them.
That's her tag, is just, I feel like I've lost a lot.
In my relationship.
Holding up the diamond.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they go to Erica's hovel in Hancock Park, and Sutton comes over.
Yeah, Lisa is getting the like grand tour of the house, and she's just like too excited about this. Like when someone's like overly effusive, I'm like, actually, you're sad for me.
And like, yeah, what's your agenda here?
Mm-hmm. What are you trying to do here?
What do you want from me?
I corner Rinna. I pull out like a small kitchen drawer, pull out a little handgun, and I go, what are you trying to do? You really this excited? Do you really like it?
That'd be a great like way to handle when you're in, like now that we're socializing again, like when we know someone is being insecure or insincere about something, just pull out a gun.
But a tiny one so they don't get too scared.
Like a little
Minnesota or what's the people? Missouri housewife. Teeny pistol.
Like a little like Austin Powers pistol. And just hold it up to them and go, what's really happening here?
What's going on?
Why aren't you being genuine?
Even if it's not a real gun and it's just like a fake gun that looks like a real gun, but it's small. You want it to be small and not threatening.
Guys, I don't think anyone should have guns.
I think that in this case, maybe you need a little tiny gun.
But
what are you doing? Tell me the truth.
Or just tell them like, or just the hint of a gun, be like, under this table right now, I'm holding a gun at you.
I have my finger on the trigger of a Colt 45 under the table.
And you don't have anything?
No, there's nothing.
And you go, reveal to me what your intentions are. And they tell you, and then you just reveal that you just have a handgun.
Yeah, you like, just point your fingers in your jacket at them. And you go,
tell me what you're really after right now.
Do you really think this house has a good vibe?
Do you really like the thing I wrote? Do you like my acting, my self-tape?
Do you like my audition, or are you just saying that?
Are you just saying it? Do you like my script? Or are you just saying it?
Did you actually read it, or did you lie?
Did you actually read it? Do you really think I should try stand-up?
And you'll get some honest answers.
Yeah. Do you like my hair?
Do you really actually like my hair? You're just saying that.
You're just saying it?
Because you know it's different.
Are my gums bigger than they than I think they are? Tell me now.
Don't ask anything that you don't want a real answer to. When you take it to a place of gun questioning, you better be prepared for the truth.
Gum questioning.
Yeah, gum questioning with a gun.
I was told I had big gum. I was told I had receding gums by a troll.
How would they know?
Mm-hmm.
Smile. I don't see. I mean, everyone our age has receding gums.
Yeah.
I've had a gum graft. I'll come clean.
Yeah.
It's a hazard of the trade. Did you really see my gums receding? Or are you just saying that?
Did you really take a good look at my gums? Or did you just blanket it, say, no, they're good. Tell me the truth. Why did you bring me on this dinner? What do you want from me? Do you want to be my friend, or do you need something out of me career-wise? Tell me. That's a great way to get to the point.
Cut to the chase, yeah.
Let's cut to the chase. What do you really want out of this friendship?
Normalize small, tiny pistols.
or the hint.
Normalize unloaded pistols used as a prop for a means of getting the answer you need.
Yeah, we on Sex Unique Podcast, we advocate for
an unloaded small pistol.
We are all about gun reform and taking away guns from psychos. But I think we are.
I'm like, speak for yourself. I'm like, no. I
hate guns.
Hate guns, but I do love a teeny pistol.
Unloaded.
Unloaded, of course. I love it. I think it's like,
yeah, it's a new.
It sends the message you need it to send without any threat of violence or being shot or any real consequences. It's just a.
Yeah. Erica, her voice is just getting more and more.
Yeah, it's really going into her ladies, am I right?
Ladies.
She's letting her ladies, am I right, freak flag fly.
They're like, how are you able to afford this lifestyle? And she goes,
what people always forget is I had a New York Times best-selling memoir. I acted on Broadway and my Erica Jane.
Two shoe collaborations, one makeup collaboration.
I'm doing just fine.
I'm sure she's doing just fine.
But she also got $20 million put into her checking account.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. So,
I mean, okay, here's what I'm going to say. I had a moment, and I really, since the lawyer wrote in last episode, I've just been thinking, and I feel like it's actually like really fucked up to expect Erica to bear the consequences of Tom's actions. And I'm fully supportive of like a detailed investigation to like prove that she didn't know anything or figure out what exactly her role was in any of this, if she even had a role in it. But I think I really believe like she didn't.
Yeah, I'm starting to kind of, I think she was complicit in some ways, but I think on the grand scheme of things, I really believe she just like was a little naive and came in as like the third spouse of this very rich person and was like, oh, this is just how his life is. And was kind of like a little bit greedy. And once she started getting everything she wanted, she was like, I'm not going to question the source.
When you're 27 and you marry a 60-year-old,
yeah,
it's not like he's entrusting you with any like work-related or financial responsibilities.
There's no doubt that the potential source of this money that they had is potentially from like built on like the literal blood of people. So like Tom, if anyone's evil, I think it's Tom.
Yeah.
I think it's easy, as we talked about before, to blame, to just assume the woman is in on it too. But I'm starting, as I think about it more and as I read more and like watch more, I am starting to believe that I too believe that she maybe wasn't in on it.
Yeah. And was just, I'm like, justice for Erica, take whatever you need to like repay the loans or whatever. But I also am like, I just want to know more of like the financial side of things. Like what,
yeah.
Because I also think, yeah, it's fucked up and totally wrong to take money from victims that you're representing. But I don't think that that's where the bulk of their wealth came from.
Yeah.
I think it's like when you're borrowing as much money as he was and like, you probably just have to dip in to like cover random expenses. If you're doing like $100,000 here and like a mil there, like over a small period of time, like you're not stealing all of it. Like you're leveraging your own businesses, wealth or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. It's complicated. I do think that, I don't know. I do think that she maybe could have questioned it a little more, but in some aspects, especially when she's just like, I don't know. But I think on the whole, I think she's more innocent than I think people have been assuming, or like at least I've been.
Yeah.
I think I was guilty of sort of, you know, I don't know, let's unpack that another time, but maybe I'm kind of, you know, you get swept up in like what the culture is saying.
Totally. I think it's easy and exciting and fun to be like, oh my God, this fucking villainous woman. Yeah, like cold and calculating, and we thought we knew her, we had no idea. Like, I live for that kind of drama, but at the end of the day, I don't know, I just like hit the vape before I watched this episode and I was like, fucking justice for Erica, I'm gonna burn this motherfucker down if someone tries to send her to jail.
She's not gonna go to jail.
Fuck that. Like, I got really fired up about it, and I just look forward to like knowing all the ins and outs of the case and like what the financials were and like getting more of a picture of like what was going on.
Yeah. So then we cut to Garcelle and her sons. Garcelle has bangs in this moment and looks fierce. And her son is, it's a cute moment with her kids. Her son is taking a Japanese class on Zoom. And she's like quietly making dinner in the background and then calls her son who's upstairs being like, can you help me?
Yeah. I was like, why do you have to have the Zoom class in the kitchen?
I know.
I was like,
go to your
this
room.
Seems like a comedy. Like, yeah. You're trying to do like a comedy setup right now. And I was appreciative of Jax and his terrible teen mood. He was like truly not having it.
Yeah. His brother came down and he was just like, get the fuck out of this place. Why are you doing this to me?
They were like, I was like, I've never related to someone more. They're like, Jax, come on. She's like, come on. He was like, no.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like moody, angry 13-year-old boys, but they're cute.
Can we backtrack for just a second into Sutton's housewarming gift for Erica?
Oh, it's her. It's like a lookbook of Dolce & Gabbana with her pictures.
I want to just say, like, for the record, I think that Sutton's obsession with Dolce & Gabbana is strange.
Yeah, it needs to stop.
Like, if I understand being, like, obsessed with fashion and couture and, like, having millions of dollars to spend on it, but, like, would I go to a place of Dolce & Gabbana? No.
No way.
And I don't know what it is that drew her to them. I want to know more about their relationship. I think especially too, isn't like, which one of them is like just a total internet troll? Is it Gabbana or Dolce?
I mean, one of them is gay. They're both gay. I think they're partners. And one of them says that gay people shouldn't be allowed to have kids.
Yeah, they were like, it's unnatural. Yeah. Which I love, like a gay homophobic
gay man. Gay. Yeah.
But then he also was caught like trolling Selena Gomez or like making comments on Instagram that were like really mean.
Yeah, they're like a mean.
And I was like, you're two messy queens that
they're like messy gay trolls and
that
like
design like crowns and like bedazzled dresses. I was like,
yeah. But, like, people still wear them.
I know. People are obsessed.
FLOTUS wears Dolce. She wore Dolce & Gabbana, I think, to the inauguration.
I'm really shocked. I'm shocked that, I guess they're, maybe it's just such a powerhouse. It just never has appealed to me, really, beyond, like, I feel like there's just so many other venues you could go to. Like,
well, it's not young. It's
no.
Like, it's, like, stately.
Lacy glamour.
Yeah, it's, like, not, I don't think it's for anyone who's, like, below the age of like 50.
I'd be trying to sell that book on Poshmark. I'd be like, it's signed.
I'd be like, get this pagan shit out of my house.
That's a book. That's like the book in Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, that's like, that's Hereditary.
Mm-hmm.
Once
you begin to read the dreaded book of Dolce & Gabbana Queens.
That's Paymon.
That is Paymon.
Sutton's wearing Paymon's crown when she wears Dolce & Gabbana crown. She's wearing Paymon crown.
She's being showered in coins by two really homophobic gays.
Two really bitchy gay guys who like hate our community and don't think we should be parents.
Do they have a kid?
No. They're literally insane people.
They're insane people who, like, make really expensive clothes that everyone, I guess, loves.
Yeah, everyone wears it. No, and, like, people have tried to cancel them, and they won't be stopped.
They shan't be stopped. There's nothing that anyone can do to cancel them.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
But yeah, I'm just like, let's like move on. Like, let's go to like a place of like Valentino or, you know.
Yeah, anything.
Anything, anything else.
Any fucking thing, Sutton. Harry is cooking. He's wearing an apron with his own face on it from his younger years. And it says, shoot the cook.
Love him.
Lisa's like, what time are the chefs coming? What time are the people coming? Oh my God.
Yeah, she's doing her like, I'm so stressed. Acting like it's just Harry and her trying to prepare, but there's actually like a full-blown staff.
With shields.
With shields.
PPE.
Just the most, one of the worst parts of COVID, I would say, is like.
Watching
waiters have to wear PPE.
And like go to like rich people's house and none of them are wearing masks. Mm-hmm. And you have to be. Potentially exposed.
Yeah. I just wrote, God, give me a man or a woman like Harry.
You'll get it.
I'll get it.
Kyle goes to pick up Dorit, and her house is like in full Christmas regalia. Dorit is descending. Dorit's wearing a really cool jumpsuit.
Yeah, Dorit looks great.
She goes, hi, my love bug, as she descends her giant staircase that takes literally 10 minutes to walk down.
Hi. And then 10 minutes later, she arrives. No, no one's here. No one's
here. Stop it.
It's okay. He gets really triggered when I say hi. He thinks that it's okay.
I'm obsessed with this. It's more overt now, but Kyle and Dorit's clear like contempt for each other and their fake ass friendship is like on another level at this point.
It's never been more clear than when Kyle looks at Dorit's like really sad Christmas town table, which Christmas towns, like, unless it's like gorgeous and perfect in every way, a Christmas town really freaks me out.
Gorgina, it is not.
No, it's like there's like a cardboard part of it.
Yeah, she goes, oh my God,
your snow isn't even covering the whole table.
Yeah, she goes, oh my God, you're putting me to shame. And then Dorit goes, oh, no, you've got like three trees all over your house. And she says something else, and Dorit makes like she says one thing, and then her confessional is like drags the fuck out of Kyle for something. They're just like, I think they're
on thin ice.
They're coming. They're gonna have a huge blowout this season. I know it.
Really?
I just feel it. They clearly have. There's so much animosity between them.
Okay, cool. I'm excited. I can't sense it, but I can see it.
They drive over to Rinna's house, and Dorit tells Kyle.
She tells tales of her pivot to bridal wear.
I'm honestly down. I had a real moment also in my vape pen viewing where I was like, fucking Dorit is a designer. She is a creative person. What happened to Beverly Beach? I didn't watch like during the Beverly Beach era. Can you fill me in?
I don't really know what to say.
But like, it was a business partner that went bust or something?
Yeah. I think she like.
Did she get sued?
Yeah. I think there was some like shady fucking money shit going on.
It was like a money laundering thing for like PK. Yeah. I know. I saw like one shoot that she did for Beverly Beach and I was like, okay. But like,
it was a flop.
Honestly, after the Capri Room, I'm 1,000% here for Dorit's creative endeavors.
I love just your like affirmative, like your declarations while you're high watching Robitch.
It was a whole new world, and I shan't be returning to like a non-vape viewing. Like, it made me have realizations where I was like,
I feel it.
Beverly, like, Dorit is a designer, I wrote with an exclamation point. She designed a room in a restaurant, for Christ's sake.
I wrote Dorit pivoting to bridal, ? Run. I don't know.
I think
who
she
I
might
was...
be able to kill it at bridal.
Yeah. Just corny ass bridal dress, like.
Like lacy. Wedding gowns. Like, yeah. Whatever the thing was that she designed, they showed a picture of. I was like, I love that.
She goes, it's time for me to pivot to bridal.
Cocktail dresses, evening gowns. Why not bridal?
Why not from Beverly Beach to bridal? Why not?
Why not? Life is short.
Kyle's like, wow, yeah. Okay.
I mean, anything's better than Kyle. Remember Kyle's fashion show?
Yeah. I mean, Kyle by Aileen,
like,
too.
What were those?
I've been in there with my mom.
I bought a skirt from there.
No.
Yeah. I bought a denim mini skirt. It's on sale on my Poshmark. Go check it out.
It's gone now. It was on right near Villa Blanc.
It used to be right down the street. You could have a real Beverly Hills Housewives jaunt.
Should I get, just for fun, should I buy a Dorit bridal for...
Yeah, for your wedding.
The day before I get married?
Yes.
Maybe.
Does she do menswear? Or you both should wear a dress?
No. Maybe for my bachelor party. I'll wear a Dorit bridal dress.
We should get Dorit to design any like bridesmaids dresses that you have. You should have Dorit design the bridesmaid dresses.
Mm-hmm. For my bachelor party, I'm going to have Dorit. I'm going to get a custom made Dorit Kemsley bridal that I'm going to wear around Vegas.
I need her, like, I need to see like a trunk show.
It's all her modeling the dresses too, which I
know
love.
I'm like, okay, but it looks great on you, but like, if someone's not you, will it look okay? Probably not. But I believe in her. I really believe in her abilities, and that made me want to go back and rewatch Beverly Beach, because I'll bet like there were some banger designs. When Dorit arrives to Harry's and she sees the spread outside, she goes, "Che bella."
Che bella.
Che bella. I always forget she can speak fluent Italian.
Harry lived... There's a lot of... Harry lived there for years.
When did he live there?
I don't know. I think he was married to an Italian woman.
God, I'm ready to get out of here and go to Italy for three years.
Go.
Yeah.
Go live in, like, whatever that fucking Guadino show with Chloe Sevigny.
Yeah. Well, but I don't want to live on an army base.
What if you reveal that you were moving, but... The only catch was you had to, like, work on an army base.
I'd be like, no. No, che bella.
No, che bella.
Che bella, che bella, che bellissimo.
Erica comes, like, pounding through the door. She's wearing little, like, leather boots. And she comes, like, she looks like she has to pee or something.
She's in stomp mode.
She goes, hello, let me in. Bursting in. Crystal arrives with Kathy.
Yeah, I love... Or, no, they arrive separately.
They all, like, assemble on this, like, glorious outdoor couch area, and then Sutton walks in.
Orange outdoor couch.
And Kathy looks at Sutton, and she goes, hi there, Thomasina.
Okay, one thing first. Okay. What the fuck were those little, like, charcuterie fans that were on the table? Did you see those?
That is what Lisa goes, where's the charcuterie? Before in the scene with Harry. So yeah. That's what I remembered. I don't know what they were, but they looked...
I need those. Are those to like get flies? Like they keep flies away?
Maybe.
They were like raver. Like they had little like LED lights and they were just constantly fanning everything. I was like, these are everything to me.
But it's December. There's not many bugs out in December. Are there in LA?
I don't know. What are they?
We have those new mosquitoes, those genetically... enhanced mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Did you know about that?
Well, I am always getting bit by something or the other.
There's new mosquitoes from Thailand that are in LA and they don't die. And they're
GMO mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Someone tell me what those fan things are.
Meat
I'm gonna
fans.
Google it. Meat fan. I Google raver meat fans. Charcuterie fans.
Charcuterie. Yeah, so they all assemble.
Yeah, Sutton takes a seat and she's...
Is she
just
wearing Dolce? Sorry.
Seems probably like she is. I'm sure she is. If you ever have to question.
It's fucking mean gaze.
That's mean gaze making crowns for their queens.
That's what it is. It's like mean fucking gaze designing like skinny,
bitchy Italian
bitchy
gays designing crowns.
Fucking queens.
It's just not, it's not my preference. I would go total place of Valentino. Like he had like six pugs. Like that's like the language. Mm-hmm. That's like what I'm trying to like channel.
You know who we have to trust again? Anne Hathaway, because she is Valentino's muse.
Mm-hmm. So. They're very close.
Mm-hmm. I love... thank you. I love when they all like... I love when celebs thank their main designer, and they like act like, I love it.
Yeah, when they're just like,
Papa Valentino, I love you so much. Che bella. Oh, I love this man so much.
Mi amore. Oh. Ciao, 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 ciao.
Side note, Jessica Chastain, guys, is place of Dorit / Hilaria Baldwin. Cannes Film Festival is happening right now, and she's doing her Tammy Faye movie, and she was being interviewed on the carpet. I'm a Chastainiac.
You live and breathe.
But she did an interview where, with a French press, like a reporter, and she's like on the red carpet, and she's like, oh, it's so beautiful to be back. The festival is back, and I have not seen my friends for more than 2 years. Don't make me cry. She goes, don't make me cry. And she has a full-on Lohan ass, like...
This is a moment...
Euro-Turkish-French accent.
Where a tiny, unloaded pistol...
Jessica.
Why are you doing this?
Stop it, Jess.
Why are you doing that accent?
And you came up the great... I texted that to you, and you were like, where are her people?
Do they just... I'm always... When an actress is of that level, you know she's there with a team.
Yeah.
And she's maybe been talking like this for days. Like, did it start before when the team all assembled to travel there? Did she touch down and she started? Like, does the team... Are they in communication about Jessica's accent, or are they probably so terrified of her they all pretend it's not happening?
I mean, her social media presence is fairly unhinged, mm-hmm. so I can see them all being like, I don't know what to say. Are we going to talk about the elephant in the room, which is Jessica Chastain, who's an American woman from Sacramento, has a full French accent.
Just an untraceable Euro.
Oh,
like a Western European accent.
Can I play it really quick?
Yeah.
It's astounding, guys.
Don't make me cry.
Don't make me cry.
So many of my friends I haven't seen in 2 years. So
2 years.
It's very emotional. Don't make me cry.
I won't. But it is very emotional.
No, it's very emotional, but don't make me cry. Because I haven't taken my pictures yet. So no, it's a very emotional night.
Like Spanish.
Holy.
So no, it is a very emotional.
It's
night.
A very. Don't make me cry.
Don't make me cry.
Don't make me cry. Like, are you from Madrid? She's literally from Lisbon / No, that's in Portugal. She's from Madrid. I live in
it's
Barcelona.
Spanish.
I live in Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Well, she is married to an Italian man, I think.
That's not even Italian. Do not make me cry.
Don't make me cry.
No, don't make me cry. I have not taken my pictures yet.
And so I have not taken my pictures yet.
So I'm within Ibiza. And it was just so beautiful. It's so beautiful to be back.
I am in Ibiza, but I'm also living in Provence. You are in France / Spain. When I hear that, I'm like instantly, I'm like, wow, I'm in the south of France. With Jessie Chastain.
No. If I ever have an accent like that, I told you this at dinner last night, you need to intervene immediately.
Yeah, I'll take you right to the hospital.
And I would do the same thing with you.
I will take you to hospital.
She's in hospital. People go, where's Lara?
Lara's in hospital.
And then when Carrie says that, you know it's because I showed up with an accent.
That's like when I went abroad and this girl that was in my program, literally 5 days into the... living in London, she said, can I meet you at the lift? And she's from North Carolina. Mm-hmm. I was like,
that's what? Like that woman on the season of Alone who has a British accent and she's from like
Wyoming.
Kentucky. Yeah, she's like, no, babe.
No.
Mm-mm. That's not how it works.
Anyway, praying for Jessie Chastain.
Yeah, prayers up.
Prayers up.
Yeah, so Sutton sits down. She's trying to act all like sunny cool. and normal. And then Kathy, the god, just goes, hi, Thomasina.
And then they all start cackling.
And Kathy just looks right into Sutton's face and goes, Thomas.
She's in the middle of everything. Not a care in the world.
No, and she knows, too, exactly what she's doing. I mean, Kathy's obviously, like, Team Crystal, mm-hmm. but the way she goes about it is not by ever declaring it. It's just going to a place of Thomasina, and then she knows when she's ruffled Sutton's feathers and she's getting and no one else can really hear, she locks eyes and just smiles and goes, Thomas. I was she also truly, like, this woman.
Yeah. She also, like, fucking starts shit.
Yeah.
She started something another time.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually, like, a quiet, that is true power. And she says it in a way that's like, I don't take this any of this seriously.
And you can't get mad at her because, like, it will go nowhere because she doesn't take it seriously. So you'll just look crazy if you try and get mad at her.
Thomas.
But she fully took Sutton out with just a simple word. Three words, all it took. Hello, Thomasina. Thomas.
Fucking bullying her.
She's straight up bullying.
And then Sutton goes, ah, great.
Great.
Sutton is that a good impression?
Oh, that's a great thing. Are we going to start with that? That's fun. And I was like, you fully have knocked Sutton off of like her axis with that.
Thomas.
And Sutton just at this point, like Sutton in her one-on-one, she's like, it's not funny. It is so rude. And I was like, it actually is fucking hilarious. And if you could just chill, you would like the best thing to do is have a sense of humor. Like this is an open invitation for you to laugh at this and lean into like
that's what Kathy,
peeping Thomasina.
Yeah. I think that's what Kathy's, she's half being defensive for Crystal, but she's also trying to be like, let's just laugh about it.
Yeah.
It's funny.
And that's also my love language is really like making fun of people and like
Thomas.
Thomas. And like I love it when people can like lean into the troll and then we all benefit from it because we all laugh and laugh and laugh. And there's so much comedy to be had about like just the absurdity of the situation. But Sutton, once she feels
great
attacked, like there's no going back.
She goes into a place of great.
Great.
We're gonna start with this. All right, I guess we're gonna do that.
That's a great thing. Are we gonna start with that? That's fun. And you're just like, oh no.
Lisa pretends to not love that her daughter is dating Scott Disick. I don't really want to talk about it.
Do we think that Kyle's opinion on Scott and Amelia is reflective of Kris Jenner's opinion on them? Because no. Kyle's very much like, he's too damn old. I wouldn't want this for my daughter. She keeps being like, she could get pregnant. That could be you.
I think Kyle and Kris are good enough friends where Kyle can say, like, Scott's kind of a loser and Kris won't.
And like, Kris is like, whatever.
I mean, I think Kris looks at him like her son. Mm-hmm. So she's probably protective of him. But I think she's not. I don't think any of the Kardashians are like oblivious to the fact that Scott is kind of a dope.
The kind of person that would date a 19-year-old.
So I think Kyle's just, yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's just, I mean, she's right. He's too old.
I was wondering for the longest time over COVID, like when there were reports of everyone's going to Tulum. Who are these people that are going to Tulum? And then in this episode, that question got answered when Harry was like, Delilah's in Tulum. I was like, of fucking course she is.
Which one's the older one?
The blonde one.
Oh.
She dates Delilah. Some guy that was maybe on Love Island. I'm not sure. He's really hot. Eyal Booker. I know his name, but I don't know where he hails from.
She's in Tulum.
Amelia's in Cabo. I was like, oh, it was just white girls that took over Mexico.
Lisa's like, Harry and I were gonna go, but then we thought if the surge happens we can get stuck at the border. I'm like, what about your daughters?
I think it was a kind of thing where everyone was like, young people are fine.
Yeah.
Probably they already had it too.
Yeah, probably.
So
Harry's busy making bolognese and
it looks so good. I want it.
And the ladies sit down for dinner. And Harry joins them for a minute. They have like chefs bringing all the food. Yeah, they talk about shit. We have to get to like the real juice of
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a birthday surprise. I think it begins. It begins with Thomas and Thomasina. And then strike two was like the birthday surprise for Garcelle, where everyone, they brought out a cake, and then they gave gifts to Garcelle. And I think Sutton was also caught off guard because she didn't bring a gift. And she was the only person there that didn't bring Garcelle a gift for her birthday.
Yeah, so Sutton's... In this moment, I would be like, what the fuck? I'm being... Like, Sutton's just, like, feels the universe is just trolling her.
Yeah, and it's definitely, like, an awkward situation to be in where it's, like, you... didn't get the memo on birthday gifts, and it's like a social faux pas, if you will, but it's also not that big of a fucking deal. And then insult to injury is when Crystal, Kathy, and Kyle teamed up to buy Garcelle like a diamond ring, and then I think Sutton just goes to the dark side and the demon takes over.
She's sitting on the end of the table across from Kyle. Everyone's like laughing, marveling at the gifts. Garcelle's just like feeling queen of the May. And you just see Sutton just like go catatonic, and she goes fugue, and she's putting lipstick on, and Kyle goes, what's wrong? Like quietly. And she goes, I just don't like being somewhere where I don't like people.
Yeah. Sutton goes to a place of, I'm now going to just put makeup on and pretend like nothing's happening, which is like, you're not playing it cool. You're clearly bothered.
I just don't want to be here.
And then Kyle's like, okay, we need to, like, let's go get a drink. Like, we'll go get a drink. And then Sutton goes full Blue Jasmine.
Yeah, they're sitting by the bar. She's, like, at one point pouring a giant bottle of, like,
gin. I tracked it all. They walk over to the bar, and Kyle's like, what is going on? Like, what's the deal? And Sutton goes, I just want to go home. My puppy's coming. And Kyle was like, no, that's not it. Like, what is actually happening right now? And Sutton starts weeping. She's just doing a lot of tissue comedy where she like dabs her eyes and then throws a tissue with frustration. Yeah. She went through like 10 tissues and just bringing drama to the mix. She's
no tissue shortage with Sutton.
No, zero tissue shortage. Global warming, wet, like lumber yards, not a problem. And Sutton goes, I am not over being told I violated someone.
Yeah. But at one point she goes, she looks up to the sky and she goes, I just need a bone, you know? I just need a bone. Jesus, just give me a bone. Throw me a bone.
She's like, Kyle's like, okay, I understand that. And she goes, then I have to go. And Kyle's like, no, like you need to fucking chill. And I love Kyle in this moment because she gets like really... She got like serious Kyle, and she goes, I need you to be okay. Okay.
She's done that twice with Sutton now.
Yeah. She's had to intervene.
Then I start acting like it.
Yeah. And Sutton's like, do you want a margarita bar? And Kyle goes, listen to me. And I was like,
and then Kathy makes her way over.
Yeah. Everyone comes over. They're like, I feel like someone's yelling and crying. And then they all go to investigate. And Garcelle goes, are you crying? And Sutton goes, oh, no, I had very bad allergies. And then Dorit goes, what happened? And Sutton goes, nothing. Jesus Christ. I pray to Jesus every day. You'd think he'd throw me a bone. I just need a bone, you know.
I just need a bone. And at one point she goes, I'm not going to pretend to be Hunky Dory. And then Kathy goes, who's Hunky Dory?
A troll. That was a troll. And Sutton's like weeping, pouring vodka into like martini glasses and like fully losing it.
She's lost
the
plot.
She's gone. And she goes, I'm upset, y'all.
And then Crystal comes over.
And then Sutton is like still starting over the violation. And she's like, I just felt like the word violated is so crazy. And Garcelle just goes, Sutton, we're done with this.
Oof.
Which I was like, you need to listen in that moment.
That was a great cue from like an actual friend.
Yeah.
Like, because Garcelle is her friend and she's like, we're done.
And also they were done with this.
Yeah.
Like it was squashed. And I really think that she's upset about a lot of other things. And then also just incredibly sensitive, and I don't know why she thought it was a good moment to act like this, because it was a terrible moment to act like this.
I'll tell you why she's upset, because her new Dolce & Gabbana crown didn't come. The puppy she's talking about is a giant crown with like a holiday crown with like a cornucopia of like fruits and treats
beaded. ugh.
Not
her like tutu and her crown are in the mail. Her like $40,000
crown.
Yeah, and it's like I just my jaw was on the floor because I was like, this person, she was giving me shades of Kelly Killer and Ben Simone on Scary Island.
100%. And Crystal is not gonna. It's not gonna make it. She's not gonna make it better.
No, and she's. You go into hysterics and Crystal goes into just stone cold Steve Austin.
Well, she's not, it's, but she's smirking. She's like smiling,
mm-hmm.
which is like, she's always going to win.
Yeah.
And she, at one point, Sutton goes, look at you just smirking there. And she goes, what crazy planet do you live on? And then Crystal goes, not the one you're on.
Then Garcelle tries to like wrangle everyone. And she goes, what do you need from Crystal to make this stop? And Sutton goes, I don't need anything from her. And it's like, okay, well, what the fuck?
And Kyle goes, I think she's looking for an apology. And Crystal goes, no, nope. I'm not giving that.
Not going to happen. Walks away. And I actually have chills of the way Crystal's handling this because she is like completely unbothered. Like,
well, but then she, when she said the thing about jealous,
yeah, I was like okay, you're.
That's, first of all, that's
not
true. You were handling it so well. And that's just, that's like, you're making all the coolness that you naturally have with like being able to handle these situations. Like, that's going to derail that when you say like, you're just jealous of me. Like, it's like,
yeah.
Why?
It's just a dig that really doesn't apply in this scenario, but it also is a dig that would make a hysteric person get even hysteric. So that it's like, I don't know if that was her mission, was to like really set Sutton off and like throw her off the fucking emotional cliff, like mission accomplished.
She goes, I mean, what? You had to have been doing something in there that makes you so defensive.
Which, like, is that true? Like, what was going on?
And she goes, you're just, honestly, Sutton, I think you're just jealous of me. And then she walks, and everyone goes,
and Sutton goes, I'm out.
I'm out. I'm out.
I'm out. That's it. I'm out.
And then Kyle, like, codependent Kyle runs over to Sutton.
Chases Sutton.
Sutton, please.
Please. And Rinna goes, oh, God. And Kathy goes, oh, shoot. She goes, well, it's your house. You need to get up and do something.
Oh, Kathy had this genuine look of like, maybe I shouldn't have.
Yeah. And then I love like delegating the responsibility to Rinna.
Yeah.
Being like, it's your house. You need to go do something.
She goes, oh, shoot. She knows. Thomas.
It went too far.
Thomas.
And then, Thomas. Hey, Thomasina. Thomas. That was truly, like...
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
And she goes, oh, Crystal, jealous of what?
And then...
Your ugly leather pants?
Everyone truly thought in that moment that Sutton was about to say something like horrifically racist. Like you heard like, and Kyle goes, no, no. And Garcelle goes, no. And then and she goes, your ugly leather pants. And then Kyle goes, no, no, it's okay. She said ugly leather pants. She said leather pants. Yeah. And everyone goes, oh, okay, okay. Bye. Yeah. Everyone was really relieved. And then also kind of like, fair enough.
Yeah, they're kind of ugly.
They weren't the best pants.
But yeah, it was a great, stupid, perfect fight. And I just... jealous of what? Your ugly leather pants? Like, the acting.
I love everyone being like, no, no.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, it's okay. Oh my God, it's okay. She
Kyle
just said
Garcelle,
the ugly pants.
Oh shit, don't. No, 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 no. Oh, okay, okay, okay. She just said something about the leather pants.
It was just the pants.
Just the pants. And they're all
like, oh,
thank God. But that's like, that's the fact that they're all like shows how fucking out of control Sutton is. She's out of control.
She's out of control. She needs to fucking.
She needs to get a grip.
She really does. And I think it's like, it has to be a combination of she's too sensitive to really be made fun of. Like she just can't handle it. She also is uncomfortable with not having a gift. Also, it's like, peak COVID second wave, so like that is just percolating for everyone that has to deal with that. I'm like, I feel for her, but I was also like, damn, like there's nothing I can really say to excuse her behavior. Like,
no.
You're fucking wild for this.
She was completely out of line, and I think Crystal handled it as well as one could.
Mm-hmm.
And I think...
What happened? Nothing. Jesus Christ. I pray to Jesus every day. You'd think he'd throw me a bone.
I just need a bone.
I just need a bone, you know?
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah, she's like, at one point she's leaving. The next minute she's double-handed on a giant handle of vodka, just pouring martinis.
Like, how did it get to this? How did it ramp up from, it went from 0 to 60?
Think she's on drugs?
I think she might just be just too emotional and too sensitive. I think it really started with Thomasina. It started with Thomas. And then
Thomas.
That just like was
yeah.
the straw that broke the camel's back. And she really, I think, wants to be mad at Kathy or be like, don't say that to me. Like, but you can't in that situation. Like,
shitty.
What's going to make you seem crazier?
But that also is like, what's going on there? That she like has to take it out on Crystal.
Yeah.
Like that's
it's really misplaced.
It's misplaced. And it's also like, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to, but like, if you're going on and on about how you're like, not racist, and then you, instead of taking it out on like the white woman that's like bullying you, and clear when Crystal wasn't doing anything to her,
no.
She takes it out on the one like a woman who's a woman of color.
Yeah,
like that's also not helping your case. And I think it's weird that she couldn't just be like, Kathy, shut up.
Beef to Crystal.
It wasn't about Crystal.
Yeah. Well, it's just like there's a lot of power dynamics in this friend group at play.
I thought that was very strange how she, like, and I'm all about Kathy trolling her, but like, she could have, if you're going to pick a fight with Kathy.
Yeah.
Because
she's like, don't say that. That hurts my feelings a lot. Like,
she's outwardly bullying you.
Yeah.
And starting it. But you then take it on Crystal, who, to her credit, has been nothing but civil and like has kept to herself and not come near you this whole event.
Yeah.
Crystal didn't say one word to her.
No.
Like she was, and that's maybe the best thing. And then she dragged Crystal back into it.
Yeah. And Sutton's like, Sutton's head, like Crystal's just like looking at her every chance she gets and like smirking at her. And
I was
like,
look at you with your smirk. I was like, ooh.
She's like, she's sitting there smiling, smirking at me from across the table. I was like, girl,
no, she's
get
just
a fucking grip. She's at a luncheon having a nice time and smiling.
Yeah.
I suggest you do the same.
And she's also like, if she has any kind of, it's because she's probably, I would be smiling too because I'd be trying not to laugh.
Yeah.
At your crazy fucking antics.
Like you're fucking on one.
Yeah, she's not doing herself any favors.
No, she's let it all get to her head and she's
making herself
like
actually, I think, look a little racist. I think.
Yeah, I mean,
the microaggressions and the like, Sutton put down the D&G crown and.
Again, a little pistol and cornering Sutton. You need to be cool. Get your shit together.
Get your shit together and put down the Dolce & Gabbana crowns.
Kyle needs a Dolce gun. She goes, listen to me. And unfortunately, she was interrupted before she could give her like the sincere pep talk she needed to fucking get it together. She goes, I can't get it together.
Oh, great.
The tears and like the sad desperation. It truly was like a theater performance.
Yeah. It was wild. Well.
Straight. She's 5150 level at this point.
Once again, Crystal wins.
I love also that I guess it seems like in next episode, she doesn't leave and she comes back and Crystal just tells her more bad things about herself. You have to, like, I feel like...
You have to laugh.
You have to laugh because otherwise you're just going to psych yourself out. Like, my hope and prayer is that one day she and Crystal become good friends on the show.
They like, follow each other on Instagram.
Yeah, like, I see a future where they can be, like, on the same page and, like, maybe not, they're not bosom buddies IRL, but they like ham it up for the cameras and like things are, they're in a better place and we laugh at Thomasina. But like right now, it's rocky road.
She goes, here, Crystal, this is a crown for you. So you can have one of my crowns.
This is a crown. It's by Dolce & Gabbana. Do you want it?
Crystal goes, thank you.
Thanks.
I'll wear it. Throws it out the car window.
Yeah, she like, gives it to her daughter.
Yeah.
Here's a crown. I sleep with all my crowns in my bed. I sleep with them. I need my new crown. I need my crown.
I love, you know what's coming? My puppy is coming later.
Puppy. And Kyle goes, no, that's not what it's about. You're mad at Kathy.
You're mad at...
And you triangulated and projected all of it onto Crystal.
And you're...
Get right with yourself.
Insecure that you didn't have a gift for Garcelle for her birthday.
So you're taking it out on Crystal.
Yeah.
Great.
Get a grip.
Get a grip.
We just had delicious bolognese and there's like bartenders and it's a beautiful
fucking
lunch.
Harry Hamlin just prepared you bolognese. Hot fucking Harry Hamlin.
Yeah. From with his literally his garden bolognese. And this is how you repay everyone?
With his gorgeous big man hands.
I know. He got in the soil for you.
Shut up, Sutton.
Yeah. Pour yourself a drink and chill the fuck out. Bone, you know?
She goes, oh, great. This is great.
Great. We're going to start with that. That's fun.
Thomas.
Hey, Thomasina. Thomas.
Well, to all my Thomasinas out there, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay Thomas.
Stay grounded.
Stay grounded and get a grip.
If you are at the function and you feel yourself getting a little tootie and you're going to a place of Sutton and you're going to just start doing your makeup and ignoring everyone, I've been there. I've been definitely in a place of Sutton. We've all been there. Think about this moment right now and just put your makeup away.
Put the crown down.
Put the crown down. Pour yourself a little drink or get a nibble of an appetizer.
Halt,
and just eat some bolognese, and this too shall pass.
Eat some charcuterie.
Go. Why don't you go? You know what? If it's triggering you to be at the table, be like Dale and think, I'm checking this out, and then just wander over to something else that's interesting, like the little charcuterie fans, or just focus on something else for just a little bit.
Go solve a mystery.
Yeah.
You know, like go uncover some secret and solve it in the time it takes for everyone to finish dinner and then come back and tell everyone about it.
Yeah. Go to the bathroom.
Go investigate something.
Mm-hmm. Strike up a conversation with a stranger.
Yeah. In a mask.
Mm-hmm. You don't need to torch the whole luncheon.
Yeah.
I'm taking this all down with me, girls. That's what she said.
If I feel like shit, everyone will.
It's called mutually assured destruction for a reason.
I can't get a bone, you're not getting any bones either.
Sutton is truly Beth Grant and Donnie Darko being like,
I sometimes doubt your commitment to Sparkle Motion.
Yeah, she really, it was shocking. I was shocked by the levels of childish behavior.
Yeah.
But also so, so happy that it was happening.
Amazing.
I mean, please, God, let there be more.
There will be. Ugh. In meantime, check out the tour dates. Buy some tickets.
Guys, we're coming to your city, potentially. LA, September 21st. Salt Lake City, September 24th. Chicago, September 25th and 26th.
Get with it.
That's the first leg. And then we take a little break and we come back.
For a December run.
Yeah.
Philadelphia, Washington, D.C.
Fuck, no, right? Not D.C.
Oh, never mind.
Philadelphia, November. Like, you're making up cities.
Wilmington, Delaware.
Baltimore.
Yeah.
Kentucky. Philadelphia. Ohio.
Boston.
Yeah, Philly, Boston, New York City. You guys,
it's all happening.
These shows are going to be fun as fuck. And you can get tickets.
Let's like be cute and sell out.
Yeah, we're leaving. We've already sold out one show. The rest are yet to come. And I'm linking to all ticket links in the podcast description, making it easy for you guys. So just buy a ticket.
Just buy a ticket, guys. Yeah. Come see us live. Come lol with us.
You're going to have so much fun.
You can wear a crown.
Wear your crowns.
Yeah, it's allowed. Follow Laura at Lars Marie.
Follow Carrie at eCarrieO.
Subscribe to our Patreon.
Yeah, patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's also merch.
There's merch.
Check out sexyuniquestore.com. I made a She's Startin' hat.
You did?
Yeah. I figured, why not?
Great.
We're all starting one way or another.
I want a hat.
I'll get you one.
That's where I wear my hat.
Wear your hat.
Check it out.
Bye.
Bye.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worry of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.